AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. More tensions in the Koreas, with Seoul saying the North has fired several range projectiles into the sea.
South Korean defense ministry and military officials said that they don't know what exactly North Korea has fired, but could be missiles, rockets, or artillery.
AP correspondent Hyungjin Kim in Seoul. It happened just hours after the UN Security Council approved the toughest sanctions on Pyongyang in two decades for its recent nuclear test and long-range rocket launch. Republican Ben Carson says he's effectively ending his presidential campaign, a campaign that briefly took him to the top of the crowded GOP field, but ended with a whimper on Super Tuesday. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie finds himself facing fury and mockery in his home state.
After quitting the presidential race, Chris Christie returned to New Jersey to record low approval ratings. Then he endorsed Donald Trump, and they got lower. Then, after standing awkwardly behind Trump on Super Tuesday, Christie's face became an internet meme, and not in a good way.
For a very proud governor who is accustomed to being at the center of the spotlight and to being almost revered, this has been a very hard fall from grace.
Montclair State University political scientist Bridget Harrison says privately many Republican state legislators say they can't wait for the Christie era to be over. Warren Levinson, New York.
In a NASA interview before heading home to Houston, astronaut Scott Kelly said it was amazing to feel the cold air when the hatch of his Soyuz capsule opened after touchdown in Kazakhstan. As for spending a year in space,
leaving the space station was bittersweet. You know, I've been there a long time, so I looked forward to leaving. But at the same time, you know, it's a magnificent place, and I'm going to miss it.
Kelly heading home to Houston, where he's expected to be meeting soon with his family. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is launching an experiment which involves allowing hackers to try to crack its cybersecurity safeguards.
The Pentagon says it will use screened high-tech specialists to try to breach the Defense Department's public internet pages. It's being called a bounty program. It's still unclear if the hackers would be paid or if they'll only be given the glory of breaching the world's greatest military systems.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. President Obama welcomed the University of Alabama football team to the White House for the fourth time.
You've now won four titles in 7 years, which is historic. It's like winning a best of seven series, except you're playing 127 teams around the country.
The president also commended Coach Nick Saban for continuing to help Habitat for Humanity build homes to replace those that were destroyed by a tornado that hit the Tuscaloosa area in 2011. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.